There's a million more just like you. Let the revolution take control. Feel the power deep within your soul. Tell me, who are we?
Tell me, who are we?
Yeah. Are we worthy?
Are we worthy? Lordy B, I am Carell. It's Carell Sassy 6. I'm going to cover that song, actually. I'm going to tell Morgan. I am stealing his song. I am going to cover that song. I love that song. Cover means record. So glad you are joining me. If you're in the Bay Area, I need your help. If you're in San Jose in particular, I need a place to perform. We'll hold about 100 people. Needs to have audio and video. A nightclub, a theater, something. Can't be too expensive. Can't be too big. Please help if you can. Rooster Tees is not whatever they're in. They don't kind of want me. So they don't like my brand of me. At least I was told that 5 years ago. Whatever. I haven't called them back. But another place, if there is one, please email feedback@reallycarell.com. I'm getting back on the road and I want to come to the Bay Area first and thank every one of you for listening to me. So help me find a place like 100, 150 people. It could be a nightclub that's got big monitors and a stage, whatever. Where should I perform in San Jose? Please help me. Feedback@reallycarell. That's feedback@reallycarell.com. Now, I could do a topic about the news today, about the fact that in San Francisco, you can now rent a room for $1,750 that you can't cook in. You all should move. For $1,750 here, you could have a three-bedroom, three-bath with a pool and be a 45-minute flight from San Francisco. I mean, it's ridiculous. Move. The Bay Area ain't that special. I know you guys don't like to hear that, but it's not. Now that I've been around the world, there's lots of bays. San Francisco is not unique. You'd like to think it is, but it's not. There's culture everywhere. There's chefs everywhere. There's beauty everywhere. You can recreate the Bay Area someplace else more affordably. But anyway, so we could talk about that. We could talk about the Supreme Court and their ridiculous ruling saying you can detain immigrants that have a record for as long as you want to, whatever. All that stuff is ridiculous. What I want to tell you is what I told a friend today. And I'm going to read you verbatim, because how many of you say to yourself, I need to learn to say no and stand up for myself because this behavior is going to continue as long as I allow it, whatever the behavior might be? How many of you say, you know what? I got to stop. I've loved the wrong person. I'm letting this person take advantage of me. I've got to stop this behavior. How many of you do that? Well, let me read my response to this marvelous person. And talk about it with you. There's a line in here that I wanted to share with you today. I said, no, you don't need to change. You need to keep being the kind, wonderful person that you are and never feel bad for loving someone. But you got to listen to those you trust. Giving your heart, even to those undeserving, makes you a good person. What they do with that is about them, not you. So you don't need to change who you are. You just need to believe in who you are. That's powerful, okay? And it goes for the United States. We don't need to change. It was like, oh, we're a terrible society. No, actually, our founders were great. Our Constitution is incredible. It is one of the best documents ever written. And there are some of the best people in the world, albeit a minority, that are in this country. We don't need to change this country. We simply need to remember who we are. Somewhere along the line, we've forgotten that we're the ones on the right side of history. We're the good guys. Somehow, in all the melee of politics and noise and social media and all of it, we forgot we're the good guys. We've always been the good guys. Oh, we've been despicable and horrible and done terrible things. But in our souls, the soul of our founders, the soul of you, is to be a better place, is to be a better America. America needs to remember who it is. You know, they say, well, America's changed. No, actually, there's always been evil, bigotry, all of it. There's been all of it. Donald Trump is not new. He would like to think that motherfucker is unique. Ain't nothing new about him. Ask a woman. Ask a woman about Donald Trump if there's anything new about that asshole. And they'll be like, no, he's a rich, entitled white guy. Ain't nothing new about him. Ain't nothing new about Republicans hating people, making laws against people, being... All that's new is it's out in the open. But it's who they are. But it's not who we are. and we're letting them tell us who we are. That's the worst thing. We've forgotten who we are because they've told us and shaped us and molded us into what they wanted us to be. No. You don't have to change. If you're listening to me, you're a motherfucking fabulous person, okay? You don't have to change who you are. You've just got to remember it. You have to believe in it. You have to believe that we are still the impetus of positive change, that we can still accomplish the impossible because we have. It is not about changing America or making it great again. It's about believing in it again. And who wants to do that? I am Carell. That's a fast 6 minutes, ain't it? We'll be back tomorrow. Be who you want to be, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And we need your support through Patreon. And I need you to join my new social network, the new Facebook, at reallycarell.com. Reallycarell.com.